Police officer Bernadette Eligardo is a familiar face on the streets of Dili.
It's very, very peaceful, and I hope, sir, that it will continue.
Eligardo is from the Philippines and is with the United Nations police force of 1,500 that keeps the peace in East Timor. Over the past decade, East Timor has faced threats, both foreign and domestic. After overwhelmingly voting for independence from Indonesia on August 30, 1999, the country was ransacked by Indonesian-backed militias. More than 1,000 people died before the Australian military intervened to restore order. The United Nations and international relief organizations came to help this new nation build a government and peaceful society. The country formed a parliamentary system of government and elections were held. But in 2006, violence again erupted after nearly half the military defected, claiming discrimination. Riots by rival gangs and factions of the security forces drove 100,000 people from their homes. The Prime Minister at the time, Mari Alkatiri, blames political rivals for the violence and trying to replace the elected government.
If you have two or three state institutions, sovereign institutions, fighting each other, means that democracy failed.
Alkatiri says he resigned as part of a compromise to prevent civil war. UN forces returned to the country and have been responsible for security since. In 2007, elections were held, but less than a year later, rebel soldiers shot President José Ramos Horta. The president survived. Prime Minister Xanana Gusmão was also targeted, but escaped unharmed. He says on the anniversary of the vote for independence, the country should choose reconciliation over confrontation.
This year, it is very important for us to, in a consensus way, we decide together to look for war and not to repeat the bad experience that we have during these last 10 years.
Despite the crises the country faced, Altu Kari, the UN Special Representative for East Timor, is optimistic about its future.
It's not the absence of crisis. It is the manner in which the crisis is going to be met and resolved that defines a nation. And I think this nation is on the right track in promoting democratic consensus, in promoting compromise.
Former Prime Minister Alkatiri is not so confident. He initially supported the UN intervention, but worries that East Timor is becoming too dependent on outside help.
You know, it became used to the people to feel secure because of the international presence here. It's not good for the country, for the future of the country. We need now to have a clear program reform of defense and security that can really transmit to the people.
Poverty and unemployment remain major problems, as do the lack of good roads, good schools, and health care. But security and stability have made it possible to begin addressing these problems. In 2006, there were more than 1,600 families living in a refugee camp outside of Dili. Today, there are less than 50. The government has found housing for most, but Balbina Da Silva and her family were not so lucky. She says yesterday they were moved into the city, but the local people did not accept them, so they had to come back. While independence has not yet brought prosperity, many in East Timor, like Elsa Expostu, who grows coffee in the rural highlands of the Aleo district, say they are still better off today. She says there is more opportunity today than there was under Indonesian rule. The country's vast offshore oil and gas resources have provided the government with $5 billion in revenue. That is a source of both hope and fear. The hope is that this money will fund development. The fear is that it will become a corrupting influence upon the country's leadership. While East Timor faces many challenges, UN Special Representative Kari says it is on the path to becoming a vibrant democracy.
I think it can be a beacon in the coming few years for those of us who believe that the values of democracy, the values of respect for human rights, the values for respect for the rule of law are indeed universal values.
Nation building, he says, is a long-term process, and 10 years is just the beginning. Brian Patton, VOA News, Dili.